Live from the Paragon 7 Studios, you are listening to the Lanch J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
Back on the Lanch J Radio Network, Sirius XM Channel 141, HUR Voices. If you missed the show on our Sirius platform, you can always catch us on Lanch J Plus, where we podcast every single segment of the show. All of my hot takes, interviews, my dementia, and advice on life. And speaking of advice on life, I have another serious topic to discuss, and this is a very interesting week. There's so much going on in sports and so much going on in the country. And once again, just shout out to everybody listening on our platform on Sirius XM, HUR Voices, and just so much appreciation for those that have followed us over to the transition to satellite radio from terrestrial radio. But I want to talk about, I don't usually get into people's personal lives, and I don't care about your personal life. And I'm not that guy that really gets into judging you or talking about what you should do. You should have went left when you went right, and who you should have married, and how you manage your finances, and the best way to have relationships, and the best way to communicate with your friends, and you'll have better results if you do X versus Y. That's just not what I do. That's not what I'm about. I do talk about, on my other show, I talk a lot about my experiences in corporate America and some of the mistakes I've made. I like to talk about the mistakes I've made, all the stupid stuff I've did when I was arrogant, thought that I was more important than I was, started making a little bit money, started throwing that in people's faces, wasted money on a Rolex, wasted money on things that I did not need, never used. I like talking about that. I like talking about having a corner office and thinking that I had arrived, but using that corner office more as a fortress in my career, not connecting with my direct reports and staff and my colleagues, and that aura of arrogance and how it caught up to me and caused me problems in my career, even though I was very successful. I talk about learning to be a better leader and not focused on making money for myself or making money for my companies, whoever I worked for or consulted for, but actually being a leader, actually having emotional intelligence, which I had absolutely none in my late 30s. And I love to talk about that. But this topic, I went to the Pine Forge Academy in Pine Forge, Pennsylvania, which is about 45 minutes from Lower Merion High School, where Kobe Bryant went to school. Kobe Bryant and I were in the same class of 1996. And back then, you had to get a paper. This is before really the internet was proliferating. And obviously way before cell phones and way before smartphones. But when Kobe Bryant would play, I would go into the library at my school on my free period, and I would look at the Philadelphia Inquirer, and I would look at Kobe Bryant's stats, because we knew that there was this guy in Lower Merion. We didn't play in the same basketball league as them. We did play them in some other things. I was on a debate team, which is interesting. Like, I was on the varsity basketball team, where I sat the bench and was playing mop-up duty. But I was a starter on the debate team, and Lower Merion was in the league for debate team. So we had some shared things with Lower Merion, the school that Kobe Bryant went to. And me and my friends were always following what he was doing, following his successes. He was that dude. We knew that he was going to represent the area. We knew he was going to go to the NBA and that he was going to be great. We didn't know he was going to be one of the greatest ever. But him and Howard Brown went to Pottstown High School, and Howard Brown was great. He went to Villanova for college and played with Tim Thomas. So we followed those two guys. If we could get to a game, we would get to a game. And so when Kobe Bryant passed away suddenly and tragically, I took it real personal, because I'm like, I've been following this guy before he was famous. He's the same age I am and went literally in the same school district that I went to. And I saw that his father passed away. Joe Jellybean Bryant passed away earlier in the week. And that really made me sad, because I think about Kobe and his tragic passing. I think about his daughter. I think about the other people that were in that helicopter. We love to talk about Kobe and Gianna. There are 8 other people that died that day. There are 8 other people that didn't get home to their families, the people that loved them. And I know I wouldn't want to be a footnote that I happen to be on a helicopter where Kobe Bryant passed away for the rest of eternity in my existence. And so every time I think about Kobe Bryant, I think about the other people that were on that helicopter that also perished suddenly and tragically and probably with extreme pain and extreme fright and extreme worry. But saying that Kobe Bryant's father passed away really made me think about how important family is. We have seen the Bryants fight with Kobe over memorabilia and money, and they had an acrimonious relationship. And this is public. This isn't my speculation. This isn't me spilling tea. This isn't gossip. They've had public issues where they've tried to sell memorabilia that belonged to Kobe Bryant, and they fought over money. And they did not like the fact that he went and married Vanessa Bryant, and they got married at a very young age, and Kobe has 4 children. And then he went through what he went through with the case in Eagle County, Colorado. And it's always been a lot of acrimony. You see the pictures that were posted when Joe Bryant passed away of him playing basketball with Kobe when Kobe's maybe like 9 years old, and them playing miniature golf and them taking family pictures. And unfortunately, after Kobe's passing, they went through that same stuff publicly with Kobe's widow, Vanessa Bryant. And when you think about it, now that Joe Bryant's passed away, what did this all accomplish? That stuff doesn't matter now. You can't take your money into the ground with you. You can't take your anger into the ground with you either. You can't take your ego into the ground with you either. We are only here for a short period of time on this earth. We are only a vapor on this earth. Life is so short. I'm 46 years old. I remember being 6 years old. I really remember being in college. That was half of my life ago. I remember being in college. I feel like that was yesterday. That wasn't that long ago. Time flies. I'll be on this microphone as a 65-year-old talking about retirement and playing 9 holes of golf every morning at some point. Don't spend your time beefing with family and being angry and upset because this person's lifestyle is different than what I wanted, or they didn't marry who I wanted, or you're fighting over money, you're fighting over inheritance, you're fighting over because someone was unfaithful. All of us have stuff in our family. All of us have an uncle that's a crackhead. All of us have someone that's an alcoholic in our family. All of us have someone that was unfaithful in our family. At least now, people that are in the LGBTQ community don't have to hide that. Whereas when I was coming up, people were encouraged to hide that. But all of us have people that are diverse. They have different viewpoints of life, different viewpoints of politics, different viewpoints of religion. Everybody has different stuff going on. Everybody's family is exactly the same. All of us have someone in family who's perpetually broke and bankrupt. All of us have someone in family that's in and out of jail. But at the end of the day, your family is the most important thing that you will ever have access to in your life on planet Earth. Love your family. Appreciate your family. Make up with your family. Make amends. Don't beef with your family over stupid stuff. Don't beef with your family over money, paper. It's only a piece of paper that's worth what the federal government says it's worth. It's not something that saves your life that you can take into the next life, whatever you believe. Don't fight with your family because somebody bruised your ego 30 years ago. You're angry. You had a sibling that was the favorite and you're not the favorite. You're fighting over inheritance. Don't fight over that stuff. Because at the end of the day, when our lives are over, we're on our deathbeds, we're at the end. Unfortunately, Joe Bryant's life ended suddenly. Kobe's life ended suddenly. Joe Bryant had a series of strokes. None of that stuff is going to matter at the end. The only thing that's going to matter is that you've made amends and you love on the people that you were here and you were put on earth to love on. Because once you die, it's over. As someone that lost my mother suddenly during the COVID, I talked to my mother one more time when she went to the hospital. She was on a ventilator. The next time I saw her, I never spoke to her ever again. I didn't have a long conversation where she instructed me on how to live my life and gave me all of this advice and transition. I saw my mother one more time. From the time she went into the hospital with COVID, I had 30 more minutes to talk to my mother, and that was it. Life is short. Love on the people that love on you. Paragon 7 Studios.
You are listening to the Lanch J Radio Network. James Lewis.
I love guns, just for the record. I'm all over the map today. I love guns. One thing about me, a lot of people don't know. If you see me in Nashville, there is a 99.9% chance that I'm armed. Because in Nashville and in Tennessee, you can carry conceal.
Rampage, the first lieutenant of the Universal Flipmo Squad.
I always got the toast on me. I'm not a thug. I live in a gated community. I'm not trying to be a tough guy, but I always have a gun on me. I always have a burner on me all the time because it's legal. It's my right as an American to have the strap.
You are listening to the Lanch J Radio Network.